Chapter 5. Women and Work. In the past, almost all women worked at home. They did cooking and cleaning, and they looked after children. In some places in the world, that still happens. When women started to do paid work in the 19th and early 20th centuries, almost half of it was cleaning and cooking in other people's homes. It was hard, dirty work, and there was not much free time. Women often lived in very small rooms. New jobs that appeared in factories, shops, and offices were better, but women earned half the money that was paid to men for the same jobs. They also worked long hours and got very low pay. And it was very hard work. During this time, women also became teachers or nurses. But people thought that this work was not important, and women had to leave their jobs when they married. War is usually a bad thing. But it has sometimes been good for women and work. In World War I, 1914 to 1918, men left home to fight, and women were needed to work both in the army and in their home country. World War II, 1939 to 1945, gave millions of jobs to women in the USA and in the United Kingdom. Thousands of American and British women joined the army. Although almost none of them carried a gun, they did men's jobs and got the same pay. At the same time, millions of men left their jobs to fight the war in Europe and other places. This meant that women had to go out to work, because they needed to feed their children. After the war ended and the men came home, more than 2 million women lost their jobs. In the USA and the United Kingdom, women had to return home. Newspapers and magazines told women to keep a nice, clean home while their husbands were at work. They showed the home as a woman's place. There were still jobs for women, but they were usually in shops or for secretaries. However, the number of women working outside the home was still higher than before. This was because a lot of men did not come home from the war, so women had to work to look after their families. In the 1950s, many countries in the West became quite rich. Factories were making lots of new things, and this meant there were new jobs for women. In the 1950s and 1960s, the number of women who worked outside the home went up again. In the 1970s, women began to go to colleges and universities to study. More women were going to college and wanted to go out to work. This was a change from women in the past, who only worked a little because they got married and had children. In the West, doctors could help women to choose how many children they had. Families became smaller. Today, the number of women at work continues to go up. In 2014, in Canada, for example, over 47% of workers were women. Today, in many countries, women need to go out to work to help their families. They are also going into men's jobs. These days, there are women pilots, judges, and astronauts. Women are now working in large numbers, and they are also becoming leaders in business and politics. One of these leaders is Sheryl Sandberg, who is the Chief Operating Officer, COO, of Facebook. Sheryl was born in Washington, D.C., and she got an MBA from Harvard Business School. She worked for Google before becoming the first woman COO at Facebook. In 2012, she was named in the Time 100, a list of the 100 most important people in the world. In 2013, Sheryl wrote her first book, Lean In: Women, Work, and the Will to Lead. Lean In is a book to help women to achieve their career goals. It is also for men who want to make a more equal society. Women are becoming leaders in business, but equal pay is still a big problem. In the USA in 2016, women earned about 82 cents for every dollar a man made. In the United Kingdom, more than 3 out of 4 businesses pay men more than women. In many jobs, men earn 10% more than women earn. In 2018, it was discovered that the BBC was paying some men a lot more than women for the same jobs. One of the women who spoke about the problem was Carrie Gracie. Carrie Gracie worked in China for the BBC. She speaks the language and knows a lot about China. She has worked for the BBC for 30 years. In January 2018, she left her job in China because the BBC were paying women less than men. After a long fight, the BBC paid Carrie the same amount of money as the men were paid. The fight for work and equal pay has not been won. Women still do most of the work in the home, which means that many of them are working a lot more than men. In many parts of the world, women cannot work outside of the house, or cannot work where they want to. They are often paid less, and sexism and sexual harassment at work are a problem every day. Women are 50% of the world's people, and when they cannot work, it is a big problem for the world.